From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Any given row crop variety is only as good as the research and information behind it. One of the reasons Alabama Cooperative Extension Service and Auburn University thoroughly research seed varieties. MorningAgClips.com reports the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service estimates 48% of the peanut crop has been planted, up from 34% last year. While the state is not in a drought, conditions have become uncomfortably dry for row crop producers, especially for those planting cotton and peanuts. The National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council applauded the Biden administration last week for its initiation of a second U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement dispute panel. The panel focuses on Canada's ongoing refusal to meet its USMCA dairy trade obligations. The first USMCA dispute panel determined in January that Canada violated the agreement's dairy tariff rate quota provisions. On May 16th, Canada published its final revised USMCA dairy TRQ approach, which failed to fix its USMCA violating practices. Kendamil is in advanced discussions with the FDA to become the first international manufacturer to export significant quantities of infant formula to the U.S. Kendamil is a brand of Kendall NutriCare and is the only British-made infant formula. Kendamil offers organic and conventional cow formulas along with goat formula, which would be a first in the U.S. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.